Dozens of speakers, hundreds of perspectives, countless ideas, and that's just at the starting line of the Animal Agriculture Alliance's 2024 Stakeholder Summit. It's going to take a team to drive our future forward. It's going to take you running alongside fellow stakeholders from across the food chain who know that putting in the work is the only way to transform today's challenges into tomorrow's solutions. Are you ready? Then take your spot at the 2024 Summit. Join us in Kansas City, Missouri on May 8th and 9th. Registration is available through May 1st at animalagalliance.org/initiatives/stakeholders-summit.
You, your farm, your future, and most importantly, your time matter to us. Welcome to the Dairy Streamlit, brought to you by the Dairy Business Association and Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, sister organizations fighting for sensible dairy policy in Wisconsin and Washington, D.C. The Dairy Streamlit is a compressed, high-level overview of a Dairy Stream episode. We focus on opportunities and challenges impacting the future of dairy. I'm your host, Joanna Guza. Hey, farmers, your voice is trusted by voters. How do we maximize your voice? That's what we are covering today. The Dairy Streamlit is a short, condensed version of a Dairy Stream episode. And if this topic interests you, I encourage you to listen to the full episode on March 13th. Our guest today is Joel Lefwich. He is the Chief Strategy Officer at Kansas Farm Bureau. Joel will be speaking at the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit on May 8th through the 9th in Kansas City, Missouri. You can find a link to learn more and to register in the description. Joel, can you paint the reality of what has happened globally and in the United States on struggles agriculture is facing due to bans and regulations?
Yeah, I'm happy to. And thank you for the opportunity. When we look globally, we have seen, whether it's the EU or specific countries, pass legislation or mandates that limit the farmer's ability to produce food under the eye of, or the umbrella of, climate change and sustainability concerns. So much so that these policy positions have now impacted those countries, those farmers and ranchers in those countries' ability to produce enough food to feed themselves, or the margins are now so tight or that producers are getting out of the business. They feel the stress of the impact of these policy positions, and particularly in the European Union, farmers are protesting in the streets. The EU has had to walk back some of those positions that they've taken over the last couple of years, but the impact is there. Less food production, higher prices of food, and less economic sustainability in those countries. Here in the United States, we're seeing similar proposals being offered up by kind of the anti-production agriculture movement in not only in Congress, but also at state level, local levels, and through corporate organizations, through shareholder interests. And so, you know, as we continue to see these attempts to impact how U.S. farmers and ranchers are productive, we worry that we could see similar outcomes as folks in the European Union are facing.
Do we need to be strategic about which voters we engage? You know, for example, do we target the voter managing the grocery store versus the person actually shopping at the grocery store?
Absolutely. We have to be strategic in how we communicate directly to voters, and whether that is, you know, through their position as a grocery store owner, as a purchaser of the products of what our farmers and ranchers produce, or whether that is a consumer who's just worried about the price of food here in the United States, who's worried about inflation. We have to have a specific message delivered in a targeted way to register voters in those key districts and states and localities where we know there's going to be a critical election going forward.
Can you share why farmers are the most trusted voice?
You know, empirically, we continue to see survey after survey from reputable polling organizations that show farmers and ranchers at the top one or two as a trusted voice in the United States industries. You know, the reason for that, I think, is probably widespread, or has a lot of different reasons probably for each person who fills out those surveys. A lot of that, I think, is based off of the belief that they have that farmers and ranchers are working for them. They are providing food and fiber that we use in our daily life because we choose to not do that as a consumer. I'm not a farmer. I rely on on farmers and ranchers to make the things that I want to consume. And when we're not doing it ourselves, we want to believe that the people who are producing that food and fiber are doing it in a way, you know, that is sustainable or aligns with our values. And frankly, we see the benefit every time we go to the grocery store. Yes, food prices are up, but they're still a lot less than any other country in the world. And so we have a reliable food system. We have a safe food system. And I think the result is there. And so when we have a safe and reliable food system, we know that we can trust those who are helping to make it.
Two more questions as we wrap up this Dairy Streamlet. How do we better engage people on agricultural topics?
We have to talk to them directly about issues that are important to them and do it in a way that is, again, targeted. So, for example, if we have a county ballot initiative or a state ballot initiative, we don't just need to run ads generically in that state or county. We have to employ tools in more of a campaign style format where we are digging into the data. Who are the likely registered voters? What are issues that are important to them, and how do we relate to those issues? Not how do we preach about the importance of farming and ranching, but how do we relate to the issues that are important to that voter, whether it is, you know, food price or whether it's sustainability, you know, talking to them about the issues that are important to them from our perspective.
And Joel goes a lot more in depth on the full episode on March 13th. And last question for you, how do we in agriculture stay engaged on this topic and up to date with the latest trends?
Well, in addition to listening to your podcast, I think it's important that, you know, we utilize trade associations, membership organizations like the Kansas Farm Bureaus and others to help pass on that information, but also talk to other people in your community. I'm sure you don't just hang out with farmers and ranchers all day long. You have other folks in your social group, in your family. Listen to what they're talking to you about. Listen to what they're saying. Learn about their purchasing habits to the extent that they would share. You know, what matters to them? Do they like to see some sort of label on their product that says, you know, sustainably grown or whatever it might be? Are they buying more organic? Listen to the cues that you're community is telling you, your friends, your neighbors, your family is telling you. That's important to think about as you're moving forward in your grower operation, but also with the policies and positions and priorities of your membership organizations and trade associations.
I recommend you listen to the long version on March 13th and check out the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit on May 8th through the 9th in Kansas City, Missouri to hear Joel speak in person. Your time is precious, and we appreciate you spending it with us. Until next time, I'm Joanna Guza for Dairy Stream. The Dairy Business Association and Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative would like to thank you for listening to Dairy Stream. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe and rate Dairy Stream. We value your feedback, and if there's something you'd like to hear, email us at podcast@dairyforward.com.